It's a Throwback Thursday on Wake Up Call. Now back to the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Tony D and Ron Culver.
It's a Throwback Thursday. American Bandstand debuting on national TV on this date, 1957. So we're giving you some of the better performances on American Bandstand. Gloria Gaynor. I don't know when this year was, but nevertheless. Steelers-Cowboys tonight, preseason football. Steelers in 2021, entering this year with Ben Roethlisberger, quarterback. Maybe his final year, maybe not. What can we expect from a team that went 11-0 last year but kind of stumbled down the stretch? Andrew Stocky joins us, WTAE-TV in Pittsburgh. Give us a little preview on the black and gold. How are you, Andrew?
Tony, good morning. It is football season at last.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's before we set up 2021, let's set up 2020. 11-0 did stumble down the stretch, an offense that got predictable. How did it start deteriorating for the Steelers late in the season?
Well, I think you hit on the nose. The offense became very predictable. I think the Washington game was the one that really kind of started them on that slide. And then, you know, things just continued to, you know, snowball from there. I mean, you know, this was a good football team. Was it an 11-0 football team? Probably not, but I don't think they were as bad as they played the final six games. I just think it's one of those things where things just began to fall apart. I think he got tired down the stretch. I think injuries. I don't think Ben was at his best. So a lot of factors contributed to that. Plus, they were playing better football teams. I mean, by the end of the year, the Browns in that playoff game were clearly a better football team than Pittsburgh was. So it's called for an offseason of some retooling, some rethinking, and just getting the pieces in place so that hopefully in 2021 you can pick up where you went 11-0 and not when you went 0-6 down the stretch.
39-year-old Ben Roethlisberger, people are wondering, final year, maybe another year down the stretch, but certainly the window is closing. What has his attitude been? How has he talked about this offseason and going into this year?
He's been very positive. He feels he's coming off a good offseason, feels he's in good shape. He feels very confident in the team he's with. As you know, he took a pay cut to come back and be with this team. I don't think he's looking at it as this is his final season. And obviously, if you heard from Art Rooney II, the Steelers president this week, he said, you know, the window may not be closed for Ben. But at the same time, there is a sense of urgency. I mean, you know, if it doesn't happen this year, and let's say the team is not as good as they think they're going to be, you know, is it time to move on from Ben? You know, a lot of it relies on whether Ben stays healthy, whether that offensive line comes together and blocks for him, whether this young running back, Najee Harris, has the kind of season they're predicting. A lot of things need to fall into place for this football team. So I think the focus is right now on 2021. Let's see if we can get it done this year. After the season, I think that's when the reevaluation will begin, and we'll see if 2022, there's a place for Ben and this football team where it's time to move forward without him.
The offense was so quick strike, short passes, but he's got some really dynamic wide receivers. Any chance we see more of a deep threat of the Steelers offensively?
I think so. I mean, Matt Canada is a new offensive coordinator, and I think he wants to do some things where they do stretch the teams out a little bit. I still think they need to run the football better. I mean, I think that's clearly the priority. Getting Najee Harris, big part of it. That offensive line, of which the five together, you know, never started a game as Steelers. None of them have. Getting them all together on the same pages is huge. I think the key of this season isn't so much, you know, their receivers and being able to throw the ball downfield and that kind of offense. It's being able to run the football. I mean, right now there's no reason to think the Steelers can run the football until we see what Najee Harris can do. But they need to be a team that can run the football, and that way that is going to set up their opportunity to throw the ball downfield and have success with the passing game.
For those of us outside of Pittsburgh sort of looking at all the teams, we kind of thought, all right, here's the draft, here's where teams should go or where they should look. But locally, closer to the nucleus as you are, was it surprising that they went with Najee Harris over an offensive lineman in round one?
I don't think so. I mean, clearly James Conner was not going to be the answer. I mean, everybody loves James. His story is fantastic, but he was not the answer. They didn't really have a lot of, you know, there was no feature back among the running backs that they had. It was running back by committee. So for them to take Najee Harris was not really a shock. It's what they needed to do. You know, offensive lineman, I think also you have to remember, at that time, David DeCastro was still coming back, as far as we knew. So I don't think there was that urgency to get an offensive lineman. But now that DeCastro's gone, Pouncey's gone, maybe there is that urgency, and maybe they should have done that in the second round. They didn't. They went with the tight end Pat Freiermuth out of Penn State. So they're going to go with what they have. They brought in Trey Turner on the offensive line, so they give them some veteran presence and stability. They're putting a lot on this rookie, Kendrick Green. I mean, they think he's the guy who's going to take over from Marquise Pouncey. That's a tall order, especially for a kid who's only played one game at center in his career. So A lot of things, you know, that you could look back at the draft and say they should have done this, they should have done that. They got the best player available. They got the guy who, at least in the next 4 or 5 years, is the guy that can run the ball. I've seen him in practice. He's the real deal, at least in practice. He could be that guy. So I think they made the right decision.
Let's talk about the defense, because T.J. Watt is fantastic, but they did lose Bud Dupree. Mm-hmm. Who are they asking to fill that role?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You talk about that linebacker position. Melvin Gordon. I hope I can. Melvin Ingram, excuse me. I want to call him Melvin Gordon. I don't know why. I'm excited about Melvin Ingram. I really am. I mean, his attitude's been fantastic. You know, you have Alex Highsmith as well. You've got two strong guys on that side vying for that position. I think between the two of them, one of them will step up and be the lead guy. At least you have depth in that position. I think overall their defense is fairly solid. I mean, you've got you've got guys coming back like Cam Hayward leading the way. You have Stephon to it. You have the elements of a very solid defense. You got Minka Fitzpatrick in the secondary. The defense is the side of the ball I really was not that concerned about coming into this season. Is it a championship caliber defense? Maybe not, but it's a pretty good defense and solid enough that if you put some points on the board, you're going to win some football games.
Devin Bush, how is his recovering from knee surgery or knee injury working out?
So far, he looks good. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, right now, it's funny because people always ask, so how's this guy look? How's this guy look? You know what? Everybody looks good in practice.
Sure, he does.
Until they get out there on the field. Tonight is going to be a real test. I mean, people are saying, well, it's a preseason game and the starters only play so long, but you're playing another football team. You get a chance to see what the schemes are. You get a chance to see what these players can do against competition. I'm very excited to see what some of these younger players do. I'm excited to see what Devin Bush does out there, having not seen him in a year. I'm excited to see Melvin Ingram for the first time, Najee Harris. Tonight is an exciting night because you really get a sense, playing another football team, what you have in terms of talent. Maybe not where you are in terms of being a football team, but what this talent can do in game-like situations. So I know it's preseason, and I know it's kind of like, you know, it's not the real thing, but right now it's a real good barometer as to what kind of football team we could have moving forward this fall.
I know it's kind of a boring topic for a lot of people, but I think for the Steelers it is important. I mean, it's not names that people can put on fantasy or whatnot, mm-hmm. but where exactly are the Steelers in terms of salary cap? And we always hear, like, they can't sign this guy or they have to let this guy go because they can't afford him. Are they in a bad salary cap situation, or is it manageable depending on who's left on the roster and what opens up?
It's manageable. I mean, I think they're in a better position now. They've made some moves this offseason. I think the cash show no longer being their help. They're in a good situation. I mean, they're okay right now. They can manage through what they have right now. It's not as bad as it looked back in, oh, goodness, what were we talking about, like April? You know, people are freaking out, oh, my God, they have any money to get anybody. And they brought in some free agents, I mean, like a Trey Turner, like a Melvin Ingram. So they brought some people in and managed to fit them under the cap. Ben taking a pay cut, I think, helped as well. They're in a good situation right now. And I think, you know, I don't see them adding any pieces, obviously, through this preseason, because I think the guys you're seeing are the guys who are going to be there. But they're okay right now. I don't think you really have to worry about that.
What do you make of this division? Because in past years, it was always the Browns to pick on. There was always the Bengals to pick on. But those teams look like they're getting a little better, a little stronger. Always Baltimore was a challenge. But now it looks like everybody can be competitive.
You know, it's funny, when the looking back in April, I was like, oh, my goodness, you know, looking at this division, where are the Steelers going to fit in? You know, I think the Browns and the Ravens are still those two teams that are kind of leading the way right now, just a little bit above the Steelers. The Bengals are interesting. I think the Bengals are an interesting team. I mean, if Joe Burrow is able to get the season healthy, that team is a team that could possibly be on the rise. It's going to be a tough division. I mean, I still think you get two playoff teams out of the North. The Browns right now, though, are that team that, you know, from what I've seen, they're going to be the tough team to beat. You know, it was funny. There was a time you knew you could go into division play and count on four wins. You know, you're going to beat the Browns twice, you'll beat the Bengals twice. That's no longer the case. That is no longer the case. I mean, if you go 500 against those teams, you know, moving forward, that might be a good year. And then you need to pull one out somewhere. You got to, you know, knock off a Baltimore or something. It's a tight division. And I'm still not sure who I would take as the overall team to beat. I think the Browns right now are just a little bit above everybody else. The Steelers, like I said, I need to see what they have before I make that judgment. But it is a tight, tight division, which means all four teams are good and all four have gotten that point now where they can all be competitive, not just within the division, but outside the division as well.
And how much with all the some of the question marks around this team, do we allow the Mike Tomlin sort of influence? Because for whatever reason, sometimes he's had teams where a lot of injuries have plagued him, but he finds a way to get them winning records.
Well, I think, you know, he's still a motivator. I mean, he really is. After, you know, how many years has it been now?
He's been there forever.
I mean, he's still a motivator. He's somebody who I think the players believe in. I mean, that starts with Ben Roethlisberger on the way down. He is somebody who, you know, really knows how to talk to players. He's not a player. I wouldn't call him a player's coach. Let's not say that. But he is somebody who knows what buttons to push. And I think, you know, his leadership and his guidance has helped this team continue to be one of the better teams in the National Football League. I mean, say what you will about their postseason record. And, yes, they do need to win a playoff game in the postseason. It's been a little while. But they get to the postseason. And there are a lot of teams in the NFL that haven't gotten the postseason as quickly or as often as the Steelers have. So, you know, his influence does make a difference and it does have an impact. You know, I don't know how many wins that counts for. I don't know. I mean, this is a very interesting year because you have 17 games. And I think the interesting thing about this year is, you know, there's a time when if you went 500, you could save your job. You know, now you either go 9-8 or 8-9. And I'm sure somebody's going to lose their job going 8-9.
I'm trying to think the last Steeler playoff victory. Was that wasn't against the Dolphins, was it?
I think it was. A couple of years, I should know if I'm talking.
Against a Matt Moore Miami Dolphins team, I think it was. Jeez.
I think it was because they've lost the Broncos a couple times. They've lost the Browns.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. It has been a while. Yeah,
it has been a while.
Dolphin game. That is the Dolphin game. They lost to the Jaguars at home a few years
Jaguars
back.
At home,
so,
yeah.
So I mean, Tomlin's not in trouble. Let's get that straight. His job is safe, but the pressure is on for them to get to the playoffs and win in the playoffs. As Tomlin says, you know, December, you know, is that month that we dominate. They didn't do that last year. They've got to do it this year, and it's going to be really tough when you got to play teams like Kansas City and Baltimore and Cleveland in December/January. But that's when you need to do it, and then get hot, go in the postseason, and then finally win that long-awaited postseason football game.
I like it when people say, is Tomlin in trouble? And I'm like, oh, listen, I'm not a young man, but the Steelers have only had three coaches in my entire life. Browns have had three coaches in 3 years. some organizations can have three coaches in 2 seasons.
Well, because the standard is so high here. I know that's a cliche, the standard is the standard, but the standard is high here. Steelers fans, basically every team is compared to the teams of the 1970s to this day. And if you don't win consistently, if you don't get to the playoffs and win consistently, if you don't get to a Super Bowl, and it's hard to believe it's been 10 years now. It's been, was it 2011? It's been 10 years. So, you know, you're due to win a Super Bowl, according to the fan base. So it's tough. But, you know, Mike Tomlin, I think, has done a solid job. He's won a Super Bowl. He's had teams in the postseason. But he does need to win a postseason game. And he probably needs to do it this year.
Andrew, great stuff. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the upcoming season. Hope to catch up with you down the road, my friend.
Oh, call me anytime, and please enjoy tonight's football game.
You got it. Andrew Stocky at WTAE-TV in Pittsburgh on the Steelers, who, again, playing Dallas tonight in the first preseason game of the year. Yep. It's football, and it's back on your television tonight. That's on a Progressive guest line. Quote, buy, and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. It's Wake Up Call. Tony D, Ron Culver.